Hi, I'm your host, Dominique LaRue, for the blog Music Art Culture. Thank you for listening. You can follow the Music Art Culture Education Foundation on social media, and we have a few social media pages, so in order to keep up, feel free to visit our website, musicartculture.org. You can get the link to our Google Plus page, our Twitter page, our Instagram. Instagram is at Music Art Culture, pretty simple. Twitter at MACEF Public Arts, and Google Plus Music Art Culture Education Foundation. Lots of great information there for those who choose to subscribe to our newsletter. It's free, just like your listenership. So we really appreciate your interest in our program, and we hope that you continue to stick in there with us while we continue to grow and share more interesting stories, not just across the board on education, but also things that we find to be culturally impacting or culturally relevant that have to do with music and art and everyday life. Feel free to check that out. We are very happy to announce the success of our first annual Learning Literacy and Reading campaign. On the previous show, we did give note that we were doing a back-to-school giveaway, and it was very successful. We were able to This is what we did by the numbers. We gave out 100 wire-bound notebooks, 100 five-star paper folders, 100 elementary grade books with fun facts on America's 50 states and the solar system. We gave out 100 assorted color rulers, 100 color and standard pencils, 100 Crayola crayons, 100 glue sticks, and 100 toy balloon items. Actually, I think one of my favorite things was the toy balloon because it had a glow stick in the center of it, and it was super cool. So we decided to throw that in as a little fun factor for some of the kids who don't necessarily get excited by color-sorted school supplies. But yeah, by the numbers, we were very blessed to have actually been able to assist 100 students with back to school packet supplies that we believe that is definitely going to encourage them in their academia and keep them focused and interested in learning and cultivating ideas and being forward thinkers, not just memorizers or just rhetoric learners, but really just bringing back a certain level of excitement and energy to education. So school started for LA County August 14th. We were able to do it before the back to school date, which was really exciting for us. We were able to partner with the local church in order to distribute those items to the public. And we just really appreciate being able to serve our local community. So we are so excited and so looking forward to doing it again, that we're prepping now to not only do the same thing, but also be able to bless more students as well. So this year, first annual, we did 100 students. Next year, we want to focus on 200. Yeah, we want to do that. Why? Because we believe that this next generation is going to do something great, and we want to be a part of whatever is going to keep these kids doing great things in a positive, constructive form of, you know, existence. So, yeah, let me get off my soapbox about tomorrow's generation and being the world of a better place. But we really are, aren't we? Yeah, we are. So, blah, blah, blah for all of those who don't care about my long speech, but I know the majority of you do. You're just like me. You're sentimental for education, and that's why you're special. Wow. So, my week last week was pretty interesting. I want to share a new book that I've started to read. I also want to go over some Billboard news with you, Billboard music news. Some things are charting, and I am curious to know if you know what they are. Some of my favorite artists have made it on there, and there's a lot of other ones too. And also, we want to get into the anxiety talk. Back to school, yes, parents and students, believe it or not, some are already experiencing anxiety, and we want to talk about how we can curb that. I'm your host, Dominique LaRue. Follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dominique LaRue. We're going to take a short break, and I will be back with you all. Stay tuned, keep listening. Like, share, tweet, follow, and I'll be right back. We're going to get into these topics. All right. Thank you for hanging in there for that first bit of introduction. Again, Music Art Culture Education Foundation, you are listening to the blog Music Art Culture with me, your host, Dominique LaRue. For those of our anchor listeners, you got to hear the song Say by John Mayer. Really powerful when it comes to being self-expressive. Lyrics are awesome. He's an amazing songwriter. And I just love it. Now, if you're listening on one of our other platforms, Anchor does distribute the show for us on other platforms. However, you can only hear the music that we play on Anchor. So if you want to listen to the blog Music Art Culture and hear the extras that we play, which would in this case be the music, feel free to do so direct on Anchor so you can hear everything and not miss a beat. Now, I'm reading this new book. I initially heard about it about like a year ago. And one of my coworkers turned me on to this book. And he seemed to have this great energy once he read like the first five chapters or whatever. And I was always impressed with how he was channeling this energy. He just seemed like a brand new person. So flash forward about a year later, I'm finally in the store. I see the book. It's marked down off 20%, so it was really a huge turn on for me. And I actually picked it up and skimmed through it and decided to purchase it. So FYI, I've only gotten through the first chapter. I'm actually really proud of myself because I started reading another book. I'm about halfway done with that book. I have yet to finish that book. And yet, as I'm still climbing my way through that book, I decided to get a brand new book. And so far, it's an easy read. The name of this book, well, first, let me just give you a bit of information about this book. It's a number one New York Times bestseller, over 1 million copies sold. Kudos to this writer. But the title of the book is You Are a Badass: How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Start Living an Awesome Life. Yeah. The best part is how to stop doubting your greatness and live an awesome life. Isn't that what we're all trying to achieve? So just to give you a quick breakdown, the first chapter was all about what we believe in our subconscious. It's basically how our subconscious got to form who we are. And it basically talks about, hey, there's your conscious mind and there's your subconscious mind. And a lot of the things that we as people believe are attached to other people's views about various things about life that they have grown to adopt and put in their, you know, mantra of living that really have nothing to do with our own personal experiences. So the first chapter is basically about bringing self-awareness to the table and recognizing that you are in fact your own person. And though you are genetically tied to your family members, you don't necessarily share the same brain or the same life experiences. So it's okay to define and or redefine who you think you should be. Very interesting. And that was just the first chapter, believe it or not. Now, I did not feel like I was in a therapy session, which was amazing, because I wouldn't want that experience. I would rather have a real life person to talk to. So that didn't give me that feeling, and I thought that was amazing. But really, it's just kind of about an eye-opening, self-reflective author who's willing to share her experience and encourage others to do the same. Be it that they live their experience and they kind of reevaluate their own personal experience to then redefine a better experience to, you know, attach to a new mantra for the rest of their life. So, I don't know, FYI if you're interested. I'll go ahead and post the book on social media as well for the blog, Music, Art, Culture, and on my personal social media pages as well. So again, Music, Art, Culture, IG, that's the handle, at Music, Art, Culture, on Twitter, at MACEF Public Arts. And again, I'm Dominique LaRue, pretty straightforward there. When in doubt, check it out. Head over to the website, click on the link for the social media, and you will see pretty much whatever we talk about there. We'll highlight it in some way, shape, form, or fashion on our social media pages. So you never have to feel left out of the loop as a listener. You're important to us. Okay, so let's get into this other bit of information. Music news from Billboard magazine. Personally, I am a fan of Billboard. I love Billboard. I love their articles, their interviews, all of that good stuff. But if you're like me, what's Billboard most known for? If you want to see how cool a song is, well, you go to billboard.com and you see where the song exactly is up. Where is it at compared to all the other songs? Is it at the bottom of the 100 list? Is it at the top? Is it number one? Is it 51? Where is it? Billboard.com. That's how you know. All right, so now we're going to talk about some fun stuff like Billboard music news. Yeah. Any music fans out there? I know you have to be one if you're listening to a podcast. Come on. It's the only natural thing. Well, I've got good news for you. Drake has 3 songs on the Billboard Hot 100 list. That's right. From his new album, Scorpion, 3 songs are in the top 20. And guess what? One of those songs is at number one. So congrats to Drake, who is actually on tour and will probably be coming to a city near you. Definitely he's coming to a city near me over in Los Angeles when he goes on tour with the Migos. Audrey and the Three Amigos, I believe that's the name of that tour. But it should be a lot of fun. All of the, I can't tell you who the hipsters are because I don't think I'm necessarily a hipster, but definitely, it will be an entertaining show. Drake has a lot of fans, and so do the Migos. And if you're wondering why you've heard Migos before, well, you're probably very familiar with Cardi B, if you haven't been underneath a rock. And Cardi B is married to one of the Migos. Which one? His name is Offset. That is his stage name, I'm supposing. I don't know his real name, but you know. The Three Amigos will be with Drake in concert, coming to a city near you. Very exciting news there. Congrats to Drake. And speaking of Cardi B, she and Ariana Grande hold 2 spots each for their records. That's right. Both are 2 for 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 list. And last but not least, the summer's love song anthem, Booed Up by Ella May. Well, she's still holding on strong as part of the top 20 on the Billboard Hot 100 list. So I just wanted to give a shout out to the ladies for holding it down because it's not easy to make that top 20 list, and they are doing it graciously. Both Cardi B and Ariana with multiple songs, and Ellie Mae, newcomer from Over the Pond, well, she made it too. And her song has been fire on the charts and in the streets. Radio play loves her, and so do the people. So congrats to those ladies and, to Drake for going strong, making that list. What's your favorite artist, listener? Do you have a favorite artist, listener? Yes, I'm talking to you, listener. Do you have a favorite artist? If you do, let me know. I would love to give a shout out and maybe put together a special playlist for you depending on who your favorite artist is. My favorite artist, I don't really have one. Just know that the list is consistently growing. But one of my favorite songs that is a total vibe is one of Ariana Grande's songs, No Tears Left to Cry. I love that song. I love the visuals for the video. I'll be sure to post it on social media so you can check it out just in case you haven't seen it yet. It's very cool, to say the least, and I really just love the song. It puts me in a really good headspace. I feel like I can clean, I can cook, I can run a marathon, which is actually something that I'm working towards. FYI, just want to throw that out there. Fitness is life, literally. So if you want to jump on the bandwagon and get a little bit, you know, dare I say healthier, well, you're not the only one. So feel encouraged. Let's talk about that thing live. I did my first LA marathon this past March, and it's time to start training again so that I can be ready for next year. It's never easy. The first one was inexperienced, but I'm up for the challenge. I want to do it again. Healthy living is really important, and just feel encouraged because I'm not the queen of fitness. I love coffee like every other girl. I love chocolate. I love bread. Bread is one of my dearest friends. And yummy, yummy pasta and carbs in my tummy all day long. Salad, yeah. Salad, okay. You know, fish, I love fish. But then you have to learn to compromise. Why do we compromise? Because we want that healthy lifestyle. So quick, healthy food tip. One thing that works for me, I love pasta. So what I'll do is I'll put fresh spinach in my pasta and I'll add a little bit of milk and whatever else I want in there. Sometimes I'll make a veggie pasta. Sometimes I'll put a little bit of meat in there. Sometimes I might even go tofurkey. That's right. I might go a little vegetarian and do some tofurkey. And if you season it right, get your flavors together. Believe it or not, it's super good and you can't tell the difference. So just wanted to throw that out there. In fact, the next time I make some, I'll be sure to post some up on my personal page. But yeah, we got more stuff to talk about. I don't know how I got to talking about food. Come on, people, you're supposed to keep me focused out there. We got to talk about Drake, Cardi B, and Ariana Grande. Who's your favorite artist? That's what I was asking you. Don't forget to let me know. And even if you do, it's okay. I'll just let you know some of mine. I'll be sure to post that as well. Maybe I can get a song list going for you. But I think I want to play another song. So, I don't know. No Tears Left to Cry. If you haven't heard that one, get into the mix with that one. Let me see if I can play it for some of our listeners here on Anchor. That's right. We love Anchor. Keep listening. I'm Dominique LaRue for the blog Music Art Culture. We got more to talk about. We still have to have our anxiety talk with the back to school. Yeah. Keep listening. All right, that was Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry. I hope it gave you the energy that you needed or reinforced some of what you already knew. No Tears Left to Cry. I heard that, girl. You're getting married? That's the buzz on Ariana Grande, who is engaged to a certain star from NBC's Saturday Night Live. He's actually pretty funny. I'll let you do the research on that one. But moving on to the next topic, because we have to stay focused, people. We can't be here all night, only if you want to be. But, you know, I have to make sure I keep you informed and hit all of our points. So here we go. Parents and students, we are talking how to avoid anxiety. This actually became of interest to me because this past week I had a random conversation with a high school sophomore who was freaking out about her AP biology. And keep in mind, it's only the second week of school. The tension is real already and it's starting to escalate. So I thought, wow, how about we cover this and we just put the word out there, how to avoid anxiety. A good thing, first off, is taking deep breaths, but some of the advice that I really gave her after I just allowed her to talk for a good 5 minutes straight, and yes, she was breathing, but I listened and I just reminded her that even though AP classes, they do tend to give you more work than the typical class of a standard high school, course. The great thing about that is if you have a B in AP, you really have an A in a regular biology class or in a regular class. Because it's accelerated work and it's a higher volume of work and it requires more thinking power than some of the standard coursework of the basic subject classes, then whatever your grade is in that AP class, you're actually doing better and at a higher rate than some of your peers who are not taking AP classes. Not to say that every kid needs to be in an AP class, but that kind of allows the student to put it into perspective. When I was in high school, I actually did take AP classes, and they can be challenging because what they do is they really require the student to think about the material in a different, complex way. And you can't give the straightforward answer. You have to actually look at some of these workbook questions and group assignments from different angles and give various in-depth answers or solutions or replies to what some would deem as common questions. They really take a lot of brain power. And so some students can feel overwhelmed, but ways to avoid anxiety, especially when it comes to studying and learning subject matter, I encouraged her to continuously ask questions. The more questions you ask, the better. You can never assume that you're supposed to know everything, not even as an adult, right? I mean, and we're supposed to know everything, right? Wrong, but right. Everyone assumes that you're an adult now, you know, you should know. Well, we don't know, especially adolescents. They're never going to know everything because they're still developing, and we're always evolving as people. So guess what? If you're worried about anxiety, try to lessen the anxiety by taking deep breaths, being honest about what you're becoming anxious for. Is it to, you know, get to the next step of something? Is it because you're not sure of what you should know? What are you anxious about, you know, before you channel that into 20 cups of coffee or, you know, 50 fruit snacks a day or, you know, 3 Subway sandwiches? I don't know. People do various things, you know, before you go 3 hours hard in the gym. Let's first identify what's bothering us as the individual to avoid the anxiety, and then we can break it down. And just to make it more relevant, for her, it was more of, you know, about her studies. So if you're not sure of something, write down your questions, address it with your instructor or the authority figure, either before or after class, or if you can email them, that's always a good look. But take great notes. Use note cards. Note cards are really important. You don't have to get stressed out and start studying the week before the test, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before the test. You know, look over your homework, start asking questions. You know what kind of learner you are, or what type of learner your student is, or what type of learner your child is. So encourage them. They don't have to say, hey, I don't know, but there's a million and one ways to figure out the information that you need without feeling less than. So, FYI, a bit of encouragement there. Avoid anxiety. It doesn't have to be the end of the world. And we don't want to get into obsessive compulsive behavior disorder, because those things are real and they can really be caused by anxiety and other things. But a great way to stay on top of things like that is just knowing who we are as individuals and making sure that we're always doing a self-check, right? You don't have to be anxious alone. Talk about it. Why are you anxious? Why are you feeling anxious? Talk that out. Not just with yourself. Get a team, parents, friends, you know, neighbor, whatever, and figure it out. Journal, even if you need to, but let's avoid the anxiety. All right, so we got that one out of the way. All right, I'm your host, Dominique LaRue, for the blog Music Our Culture. Thank you for hanging in there and listening to our podcast over Anchor. We love the Anchor platform because it distributes the music that we play with our podcasts, and we encourage you all to like, share, tweet, and follow us on social media, as well as follow Anchor. They're also on Twitter. So a lot of the songs that we played, we'll also post them on our social media so you can catch up. Those last two chill tracks were actually pretty cool. I love all types of music, and the last two were brought by Alex Adier. I Will, that's the name of that first one. And the second, with no lyrics, was by La Recette. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, but we'll go ahead and post that on our social media as well. And if you like those songs as much as I do, you can always listen, share, the podcast and hear those tracks again because they're a part of the show. So there's the cool fun factor right there. Last week, I have something that I was very excited about. It was really cool. I was a guest host on the Accelerated Radio Takeover Show. It's every Wednesday over on the Accelerated Radio platform. You can follow at XL Radio. And if you follow me on social media, you'll see those tweets out as well if you want to follow them. A-plus, he is the host of the Takeover Show that happens every Wednesday at 10 p.m. So it was really cool to sit in studio with him, and we talked a little bit of everything. We hit up education. We talked red flags in relationships. It was really cool to sit down for an hour and just hit it all across the board. So definitely to let our listeners know, we are taking the movement of music, our culture, and we are going to cross as many platforms as we can because we're passionate about it, and we just want to make sure that we take you, our listeners, along for the ride. So we were sure to make sure they're aware of what we're doing here, which is basically making sure we are available to service our community when it comes to education, that they're aware we are out and eager to make sure that we are able to make more of an impact than we did this year by doubling our reach for these students and just making sure that they are aware to keep us in the know, and we'll be sure to keep them in the know of what we are trying to do, which is keep fun and learning and make sure that these kids feel invigorated and passionate when it comes to thinking and learning and being outside the box. Because that's what it's all about, feeling comfortable in growing and learning more than what we already knew. And a lot of times, I mean, come on, it's really uncomfortable as an adult to get outside of our comfort box. So could you imagine for a kid, right? I mean, the year before, you thought you aced it. You were like Mr. or Miss Popular. And then here comes August and you have to start all over again. New teacher, new subjects, new kids. The rules change, and you know, if you throw a couple of other factors in there, when you get makeup and social media, well, learning doesn't seem all that cool when you don't have people like us connecting with these kids, making sure that they know that we know that education is not only important, but it can be fun, exciting, creative, and really just a game changer, you know? These are our next leaders, so we want to make sure that the community knows that we want to be engaged in the community when it comes to protecting these young learners and just being a part of that cultivation process. We're not necessarily in the classroom, but we applaud the teachers who are day in and day out. We applaud those parents who show up at the PTA meetings, who coordinate things for their kids, for their teachers. And like I mentioned before, if there is a local educator or teacher that you want to acknowledge, please let us know. Feel free to reach out to us, musicartculture.org. You can contact us on any one of our social media pages. You can also drop us an email. The email address is info@musicartculture.org. Again, info@musicartculture.org, and keep us informed about what's going on with your local educators and in your community, and we'll be sure to highlight any of that progress because we value music, art, culture, education, and yeah, we're all about community. So don't want to bore you too much with that, but thank you for listening. I'm your host, Dominique LaRue, for the blog Music, Art, Culture. I will send us out with a song. And feel free to like, share, tweet, follow, share with your friends, and we will keep the conversation going for next week. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I have. Till next time. Bye-bye.